Yeah, I know it's the weather's good when I sit like this and I can completely smell my balls.
You getting a nice fresh waft?
Oh yeah.
Nice, brother. When's the last time you showered up?
I don't know.
Nice. Got the pheromones going?
Yeah.
Dude, I can feel the hair on my arms are sticking out.
Yeah.
It's turning me sexual.
The pheromones to attract other bears.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's about that season to have anonymous gay sex.
It's a grizzly man, but it's about a different kind of bear. And then it's hurts
on the same noises, but he's getting fucked in the ass.
You must never play this tape for anyone. You must destroy this tape.
He is doing gay shit.
This is one of the gay... gayness so sick and depraved that it makes you question why God would have created an asshole that could fit a penis in it. And why we don't excrete all of our negative fluids through the penis as urine. Yeah, I was laughing earlier about it. It's like you like a glory hole setup, right? Mm-hmm, but you know, it's a regular public bathroom. And there's one in one of the stalls, and then when the guy, you know, sticks his dick through or whatever, you grab his dick so he can't get away, and then while you're blowing him, doing the I can see through you, see your true colors, and inside you're ugly like me. You're like trying to pull away.
Like, no, stop.
You're just
stop,
loudly
stop
singing.
Stop talking.
Yeah. I can see through you. See your true color. I'm on the outside. And I'm looking here.
What band is that?
The Closeted Man's Anthem, dude.
Yeah, can you just please just suck my dick and just not do the song?
Gary, we've been through this. Come on, man. We're going to stop coming to the glory hole if you don't stop singing.
We're going to have to let you go. You know I'm not actually an employee of Target. Right?
The manager comes in.
I'm just a gay man wearing a red shirt.
He's dressed in the full uniform.
In fact,
I've
damaged your bathroom. I brought a drill in here to damage and destroy the wall in your bathroom. I didn't actually work for Target. Well, I've made a mistake. I thought you were one of our team members here.
That really.
I was under the impression that you. I said, Jerry, he's not the employee of the month, but he definitely pulls his weight around here. He's in that bathroom every day, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Day out.
And, you know, I know he's not getting paid much. I know he's the only guy here who gets tips. I think that is weird. The baggers do a lot of work themselves. I don't know why Jerry's the only guy that gets tips.
There's a hole for your dig and then a smaller hole for tips that you put through. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Glock, 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 glock.
How would you construct a women's glory hole for pussy eating? It's impossible, right?
Interesting. Okay, let's see here. You would get a gynecological stirrup situation.
So you'd have to have her legs poking out through the... You'd have two holes up top. Yeah, and then a lower hole where her pussy goes
in. And a larger lower hole for the
pussy.
And
then kind of something to brace her weight, like a bar above her head.
A bar that she's holding.
She could hold on to the bar.
Random anonymous public sex isn't really for women. They're too stupid for cool stuff like that.
That's true. And they lack the imagination.
That is true. What the problem is
and
is that
shame.
We're too
you know what,
stupid.
Bitch, you're in Pee Wee's Playhouse.
That's
now.
Right.
Why don't you stroll that pussy back on home and fuck the dog like the weird, lonely inside weirdo that you are? The boys blowing each other.
The boys are out here having a nice time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're ruining Pirates of the Caribbean. This family. By having loud biker sex. And I was laughing too about. A show called Queer Eye for the Gay Guy, where they take regular like computer programmer looking gay guys and turn them into like leather daddy. Just so like it's a gay guy showing up at work and they're like, Gary finally has the confidence to ask for a raise. And he's like, I've just been doing a lot around here. He's just got clamps attached to his nipples. And his
a
boss is
vest.
Like, Gary's really coming out of his shell.
He's wearing a gimp mask and talking through
he's
a singular
got a ball
hole.
Gagging and I'm trying my first open mic.
Let's green light it, dude.
Yeah, Queer Eye for the Gay Guy.
Queer Eye for the Gay Guy.
They've had gay guys on it.
No, they the haven't done it.
I would know because I've never even seen that show or any show for gay guys or anything for girls ever.
No. Oh, yeah, I only watch girl stuff.
I've only seen guy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I said it before, but me and my friend used to do that when we were like 5, 6 or whatever. We'd be watching TV either at his house or my house, and like we'd be watching cartoons. And a commercials would come on, and if it was a commercial for like Barbie shit, we would both dramatically turn away from the TV and be like, "You're watching it, faggot!"
And then you two would kiss.
No, never kissed. We'd be like, "You watched it longer than
I
did."
Close though, your lips would be very perilously close to each other.
No, that's not true.
While G.I. Joe was on,
even though he would often watch milliseconds more of the girl commercials than I would. No gay shit ever happened.
I'm on the hell shot. I told you guys when
that reminded me of one of the hardest things I've ever seen crush was I remember being at my friend's house and his older brother was there and I guess it's Aladdin. At the end of the credits, the fucking moon, it shows the moon and the moon turns around. It's got the face of the genie on it.
Yes.
And he goes, "Made you look," or whatever. And fucking, we were watching Aladdin. We're all sitting in the living room, and the moon turns on. He goes, "Made you look," and like his older brother is turned around, facing away from the TV, and he goes, "No, you didn't." And his ass is out facing the TV, and it just was
destroyed.
The funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. No, you didn't.
Here are my cheeks.
Yeah.
I told you guys when I tried to see my neighborhood friend's penis when I was a little kid, right?
Yeah, you were known for that, going around the neighborhood trying to take a peek at the trying to get peen peeks.
Oh yeah.
You didn't have a naked period?
A naked period?
Yeah, I had a whole like 2 years where I just kept taking my dick out.
Nice.
I told you, right? I used to like ruin my parents' dinner parties with penis party.
Yep.
I'd run downstairs with my dick, like my tiny little dick flapping out. Pushing it into my body like a turtle.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And in Europe, it's pretty common for people to take a year off in between high school and college.
Yeah, it's a gap year. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's not unique to you. A lot of people have a period when they're 18, 19, where they just go back home,
pull their little cock out.
Yeah, ruin their parents' dinner parties.
I'm on the outside
and I'm having gay sex.
I remember I got really confused once. Because I went to see the Matthew Broderick Godzilla movie. Do you remember the 90s one?
Ba-da-da. With the former Puff Daddy did that?
Yeah.
Stole cashmere?
Yeah, well, no, he had Jimmy. It was featuring Jimmy Page, even though it was just... Ba-da-da. Yeah, whatever. Ba-da-da. He was in the video, I remember.
Who fucked children? That's the other thing. Jimmy Page had like a 13-year-old girlfriend.
I thought they put an octopus in a girl's pussy.
So did...
No, they put a fish,
squid.
A fish
David,
in her pussy.
David Bowie fucked her, too.
The same girl?
Yeah. How about David Bowie?
Okay. Uh huh.
You know,
is he from Bowie, Maryland?
Bowie, Maryland.
Yeah,
he's over there.
Yeah.
Yep. Bowie's kind of like trash. It's not quite the accent though. It's just kind of like a weird.
Where is that Eastern Shore?
No, it's PG County.
PG, but towards the Eastern Shore.
Oh, it's white PG.
No, not really. I mean, it's like a little. No, it's not white. I mean, it's like definitely. I mean, it's not like fucking Temple Hills or.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like Suitland or whatever, but it's.
Suitland.
Yeah.
The Target out there, the hood Target.
Yeah, that's where the Bay Sox are, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the minor league team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's time for baseball, minor league baseball, boys.
Yeah, we got to go catch.
We got to go catch some single A ball, dude.
Yeah, the Staten Island Yankees
and the Cyclones, the Brooklyn Cyclones.
The Brooklyn Cyclones. It should be the Brooklyn Yankees.
Yes.
Of course.
If you're already going to make a distinction and say these are the Staten Island Yankees, why not just have the Brooklyn Yankees also?
Oh, you mean three different Yankees?
Yeah.
No, Staten Island, that's the most type of Yankee.
I was about to go to opening day of the Las Vegas Aviators.
How about you? Staten Island Yankees have got to be like, fuck the Cyclones. We got the Yankees name. But then the Cyclones changed their name to the First Responders.
Oh.
And the Staten Island Yankees are like, we got to kill ourselves.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to show them. We're going to kill ourselves.
With a Staten Island, no daughter of mine.
That'll show them. Yeah. That'll show everybody I'm going to freaking kill myself.
Yeah, I was gonna, this week they just opened a new ballpark, and when I was back home for the A's AAA affiliate in Vegas by my parents' house, and I didn't go to opening day, and you know who I would have met? Call back to 2 weeks ago's episode.
Who?
Mr. Renthal James Simpson was at the
OJ
game.
Was there?
Oh, yeah, getting soused.
Damn, my man is living his best life.
I know.
Is Orenthal a biblical name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What book is that?
It was the book of Josephus.
Yeah. The book of black people.
Just
where those names come from.
Josephus was a historian.
No.
Josephus Flavius.
No. He was a black guy.
He was an unreliable historian of ancient Rome. He made a bunch of shit up.
Really?
I think so.
That's funny is that we really... remember one guy just going ham and having well-preserved fake shit could... We could just be wrong about everything.
I think it was thought of as historical until like this century.
Bill Maher had the guy that wrote Proof of Collusion on his show after the Mueller report.
Oh, I watched Maddow with my family this week.
They're still just like everybody.
They're still doing it.
Liberals are like, so we now know conclusively that he not only colluded, but that Mueller was involved in it.
Well, they've taken it a step further.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just like they're just not going.
That rules.
They've taken it a step further, which is that they're saying that Julian Assange should get like the death penalty for being a Russian asset and giving Trump the election. Well, he got indicted for the Chelsea Manning.
The Chelsea Manning thing.
But
they don't like
turning her trans.
They don't like WikiLeaks exposed that they rigged the election for Hillary Clinton in the primary.
Mm.
And which is, you know, I mean, it's really an assault on democracy to expose something like that. You know, I mean, that really is fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Is to.
Oh, yeah.
Expose the inner workings of a rigged system.
Yeah, because he worked with
when you're
Guccifer
stopping a girl
too.
Boss, mm-hmm. huh? Oh, he worked for Guccifer.
Guccifer too. Russian the second, FSB.
Yeah, he's
asset.
The brother of that guy who does.
Really?
He stole his app.
I thought Guccifer.
Oh yeah.
He's
smashes water.
Didn't Gene say that to us once? No, I did his act one time.
Yeah. About, but not about.
Was it about Dice?
It was about Dice. Yeah. Not about Gallagher. Julian Assange, for some, is it true that he fucks Pam Anderson?
Yeah, they
dated.
Respect.
Legend, dude.
Now we're getting into the section of the Julian Assange shit that I'm interested
uh-huh.
in. My man got some historic pussy.
Dude, it was
from the Tommy Lee Jones, Pamela Anderson.
It was
sex
a historic,
featuring
historically
Tommy Lee Jones, Pamela. Anderson.
Yeah, Tommy.
God, I almost talked over that.
What was his name?
Jesus Christ,
Tommy
Lee. Yeah.
Tommy Lee.
And we will fuck in every lighthouse, lighthouse, every sewer. We will fuck.
Damn, I almost missed that.
I didn't have sex with Pamela Anderson. I don't care.
I did, and I don't care.
I did, and I don't care.
We should do a JFK rewatch sometime.
I've never seen
the Oliver Stone.
It's
movie.
So fucking long.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
yeah,
like
but it's
dick.
All about like how yes, there's like is. The secret gay sex cult in New Orleans.
Hell yeah.
And there's a scene where Joe Pesci and Tommy Lee Jones are being real sus. They got like gold paint all
really?
Over their bodies and stuff. It's
that
pretty
rules.
Tight. Yeah.
Who plays J. Edgar Hoover? I'm sure he's gay, right? Is it Pesci?
No. Wait, who does play Jake? I haven't seen it in like 10 years.
Leonardo da Vinci.
DiCaprio.
Yeah. He is gay, right? Didn't people say Hoover was gay?
Leonardo he used to
DiCaprio
wear women's
gay,
underwear.
Yeah.
Well, he was a cross-dresser.
He was trans, which is not gay.
Yeah, he was actually brave.
He was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the
he was
first.
A trans lesbian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My man did have a face like an old lesbian. I will say that much.
One of those bulldog kind of
bulldog. What?
Nothing.
Did you mean dogs, or were you thinking something else, Adam?
You can say that. Is that they, don't haven't
we'll
they claimed
it
that?
Say it
it's
then.
Maybe their word.
Say who? What?
A word.
What word
for lesbians?
Bulldozer.
Oh, bulldykes.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick.
No, that's
you can
not
say
a,
it, right? You can say it.
Yeah, it's like saying queer.
Oh, nice.
No, it's queer like saying, is like academic.
No,
now.
saying
queer is like
saying bulldog's like saying bear or fucking.
That's a class you can take in college.
What does dyke mean? Is it like it's like a hole of water or something?
No, dyke is a wall that retains water.
Yeah, and then
is it
there's
the same
story
thing?
Of the little Dutch boy who puts his finger.
Jan
in
van Riebeck. Yeah.
Where that's what pussies are?
He puts his finger in the dike.
Yeah, and that's that they took their name from that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because what a dike does is they prevent things from getting wet, I guess.
My dad used to use that story as an analogy to teach me things growing up, and I always never knew what the point was.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does he do? He just stops it?
That you can, it's a temporary fix, but it's not, I don't fucking know. I don't know what the moral is.
Is that so? He
but
did
in
that.
The Netherlands, they use dikes to like reclaim sea land. So they like make the country bigger by like building these walls that hold the sea back.
Fuck their ass if they do that, right?
Maybe. I don't know. They probably have some sort of.
Why don't we have that shit in New Orleans?
That, well, we're actually going to do that for Lower Manhattan because. Yeah. That's like the plan for Lower Manhattan is to build a seawall.
The Army Corps of Engineers. They did something bad, I guess.
What'd when?
I don't know. That's all I remember from Katrina.
Oh, yeah. When the levees broke, baby.
We're supposed to be mad at the Army Corps of Engineers.
What are you looking at? Pictures of us?
You know what's wrong with the Army? They're both troops and fucking nerds. Army Corps of Engineers. That's double two gay things. Being in the Army and being a nerd, fuck you twice.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So the Army Corps of Engineers... Mm-hmm. Fuck them.
Yeah, I call them the worst responders.
Get them. Get those assholes. Damn.
That's my punk band, the worst responders.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Our classic hits, 9/11 was good. Puke for breakfast. Agent Orange, Batman, Cheeto face.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Yeah. Robert Mueller's day off.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did it. You know he did it. We know we colluded. We don't need any evidence. We're gay.
Yeah,
we're fucking gay. We wear tight clothes even though my body is 85% fupa.
Dude, punk guys have the worst bodies.
Truly,
they all look like Eldest.
No, yes. That's not true.
They all have substitute female PE teacher bodies.
Very, very wide hips.
What about Henry Rollins, Iggy Pop?
That's the two rich ones. You picked the two only rich ones.
I said,
what do you mean rich
punk guys? I didn't say Henry Rollins.
Yeah. I mean, he's in good shape.
That's two rich guys, bro. We're talking about punk, bro. Like
real
old
poor
motherfuckers.
Punk.
That
I'm talking
are
about
punk.
Yeah, the vast majority of like punk guys you see
who were probably like, in a shitty band when they were 18.
Right, they have like some checker print, like ska belt.
Mm-hmm. And there's what? Did you ever
hair
see
going to the side
spilling
hard.
Out all yep. over the place?
Do you ever see that guy going around DC? Ian, I forget his last name, but he was like
McKellen?
The last of the not Mackay.
McKellen.
Ian.
The guy from the Wizard of or the
no, but he was one of those Discord guys. But he's like the last of them that's like, I'm still a fucking rock star, and he like fucks 22-year-old girls and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he
that's
like
your dream is to be like a physically repulsive, disgusting old man that fucks 20-year-olds.
Of course, dude. Have you seen Annie Hall?
yes, but I think I turned it off. Because
too Jewish?
Because they talk too much.
I don't think Woody Allen's funny, and I never have.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And I know it's not like a take. I mean, I know I'm probably wrong.
So you support his molestation.
He's good.
I just don't give a shit. That's never been a thing that's affected me
have
because
you ever
I
heard
don't
his,
give a shit about Woody Allen.
Have you ever heard his special from the 60s?
That
the
one movie? Album is good.
No, I didn't. I don't care.
He did one album, and it was very good.
And it was in the
it
60s
still holds
when no
up.
One... Exactly.
Yeah.
It still feels like comedy when it's like everything else...
Oh, everything sucks. Yeah.
Like Lenny Bruce?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Lenny
trash.
Bruce might as well not even be speaking English.
Yeah.
Lenny Bruce is like what I imagine French comedy to be.
Yeah.
Remember they tried to make that French comedian like happen in the States a couple of years ago? Jerry Seinfeld brought him over.
The John guy? The guy that denies the Holocaust?
No, that's the guy. The guy that did the...
The Quinnell?
Quirrell? Yeah, the Quinnell, which
Dudon,
is like,
yeah, dude, he's the best comedian.
No,
in the
no,
world.
Dudon? That's the dude. No, it's
Dudon is his name. He's the comedian.
No, it's a different guy because that guy's anti-Semitic. Seinfeld wouldn't bring him over.
Are you talking about Gal Almadet?
Gal Almadet. Yeah,
he did happen. He was like touring clubs and selling. I was in DC when he was there.
Was it funny?
I didn't see. I mean, he's so famous in France. It's like
he's like the Seinfeld.
He is like Seinfeld. Yeah. And he has like movies and shit like that. I mean,
how about Seinfeld and it's Black Seinfeld?
Okay.
Yeah, like a 70s. That's yeah, like an old That maybe like a 30s
yeah,
slur. I know that from fucking Coen Brothers movies.
I know it from Raymond Chandler books.
Yeah.
I remember there's a line where he goes into like a books, hotel or something. And he's like, behind the desk, some shine's blowing a bubble the size of a watermelon.
Just double racist. Yeah, it's the multiplier racist points.
Well, to describe a black guy as a shine blowing a bubble to imply he's sleeping on the job.
Yeah.
Is so funny.
Oh, I thought he was blowing like a bubble gum.
No, he's like, not even to describe a human.
Oh,
being
that's triple. That's triple racism.
As like a cartoon character.
Yeah,
no one's ever blown a bubble while sleeping. But he's describing him like a, you know.
That's just talented, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, we should do a Long Goodbye rewatch too.
Never seen it.
It's sick. Did you see titties?
The really? Less we do together, the better. Right?
Why are you doing this not wanting to be friends thing?
Ba 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 ba. Because his dick is small.
No,
hurts.
Because he wants to be friends.
It hurts,
it's,
dude.
It's fun.
No, because we haven't hung out in 2 weeks.
And it's fun to push people away.
Twisted ass Nick.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry I went home to see my family.
I don't
for
care
a week.
About your family.
And it cut into our hang time. Also, shout out to Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. The GOAT.
A win for side pussy everywhere. For people that get side pussy and pass out on painkillers everywhere.
Oh, dude. For me, it's a win for victims of female on male domestic violence.
Are you a side
violence.
Pussy guy?
He talked over that. That was a decent.
Huh?
I had a decent line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I talked over something.
Yeah. I talk over you too.
I apologize.
Yeah,
what did you say, Adam?
No, I mean, I was going to do a thing about how it was a win for victims of female on male domestic violence.
That's true.
Which is one of the most one of the most underreported types of domestic violence. Tiger Woods is
that's right
for every man who's hit constantly by his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah,
like that Johnny Depp shit. How funny is that?
That she beat him.
That she's like, he had to get his thumb reattached.
What?
She cut his thumb off.
She cut his thumb off.
Damn. She like, are you sure one of his rings didn't get infected?
You know, she was like, he beat me. And every woman's like, we need to kill Johnny Depp. You know, and then he went to jail for, I think, seven years.
Yeah. Amber Heard's a Jussie, dude.
And then the story comes out that she's like, just horrifically abusive. And people are like, who cares?
Damn.
Yeah.
No, but she beat like her like old girlfriend, right? When she was a lesbian.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like we need to find her.
Sounds like
justice.
She's pretty cool.
Justice for Johnny.
It sounds like the world's just kind of broken and it's nice. I like it.
Johnny Depp's life sucks in general though because he's addicted to castles.
Does he buy castles?
I think he's addicted. Yeah. He like his money people are like, please stop buying like French estates and
stuff. That's pretty cool. I would love to have a castle.
That's not an addiction. He's buying real
Nick
estate.
Nick Cage is also addicted to castles.
No, he's addicted to like dragon skulls and shit.
And castles.
Yeah, that's why he has to make all those shitty movies because he owes so much money to the government.
I love those guys that are just like, I'm not paying my taxes.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If I was in Nick Cage's position where like every year I got 7 offers to be in movies and all of them were bad, but I'd get at least, you know, fucking $500,000 for it.
Just do it.
I would absolutely do it. Be like, somebody's kidnapped the president's Garfield comic collection. Now I have to use tarot cards to get it back. the wizarding coming straight to fucking Netflix next. You know, I would do it. I would do it in a fucking heartbeat.
For sure.
Mandy kicked ass.
Mandy rocked my cock.
Everyone
did you see Mandy,
would.
Nick?
Huh?
Did you see Mandy?
Nah.
It's really good.
I rented it and then I let it expire.
Fucking rules.
Damn, dude.
I saw it twice.
Wasteful.
I loved it.
Yeah, it is wasteful.
He killed it also in the Spider-Verse,
like,
too.
3 years ago, I would be upset about something like that for months.
Mm-hmm.
That I paid $4 to rent a movie and had to return it before. Like, if I went to Redbox and I like didn't get a chance to watch something, I'd be like, what am I doing?
Yep, I gotta get it together.
I'm fucking up here.
Dude, that's true luxury.
I miss Redbox, dude, because it was at the McDonald's, so you'd get a little something off the dollar menu. And get a movie.
I have something I can sell you. I got a little something I can sell you
for $1. Mm-hmm. What?
Do you want to see?
Oh, it's red.
What would it be?
It's red.
It's pink.
And it's box-shaped.
It's red. You have a... Your dick is...
Stop's little ice cube dick.
So you would prostitute yourself for a dollar?
I didn't say I fully prostitute
you
myself.
Said that's what you're saying right
I
now?
Said I'll sell you... I, didn't
I could
you.
Do what I want with your body for no. $1.
You can have one lick of my cock for a dollar.
Yeah.
Damn.
The from ten, the balls to all the way to the
10-10-220 special. Remember that? Remember using 10-10-220?
I never did.
No? Oh, I guess you didn't have long distance phone calls to make.
We called Greece, but not like...
Yeah, you can't use 10-10. Yeah.
Did you have like calling cards for that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's how it's we like called
my dad
South
would
Africa.
Just my dad would just pay like... My dad was so bad with money. He would just pay like $70 a month to have long distance calls.
That's insane.
And would make like one call a month. It was just like...
Well,
ridiculous.
Long distance calling was such a fucking ripoff.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think by the 90s...
There's no way it cost that much.
Yeah, there's no way.
They just knew we were stupid.
Beyond it not costing that much, there's no way there's any kind of like late... Because like, I don't think even in the 50s, it's not like it's costing the phone company mm-hmm. a lot of money.
Right.
To, I mean, there's people that are staffed in those like switching centers and like there's a lot of connections that have to happen, but...
I'd love to
the
fuck
fact
a lady.
That they when the cell phones came out, they were like, oh well, for long distance calls. So what are you yeah, out of your fucking mind?
Yeah. I want to fuck a lady that works in one of those switchboards.
Yeah.
That they doesn't exist just, anymore,
just,
dude.
Just taking your dick out and putting a bunch of different holes.
Kansas City 348.
That would be awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. I would love that.
Yeah, that's like gay way people used to say their phone numbers. Yeah, it's Cleveland 6. 582 something.
Bump bump. Yeah, dude. But, ooh, the cat sneezed.
Yeah, that cat loves sneezing.
Oh, no, it's sick. Jewish.
Huh?
It's allergies.
Maybe she's sick.
Yeah, she's...
Have you gotten the cat vaccinated and stuff yet?
No. I'm anti-vax, dude.
Dude, you're fucking... you're Jenny McCarthy.
I don't want my cat to have autism.
I do.
Dude, so speaking of anti-vax, so the Jews infected New York with measles.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was you the know, fucking Hasids.
You Thank know what you we got
to
do about that,
up
that
before I had to.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm on top of this, and you know, I have to be the first to apologize on behalf of those monsters.
Maybe maybe everyone who doesn't have a measles vaccination should have a little armband or something, so we know who to kind of stay
what
away
color.
From. I don't know, something that's really bright.
Like a little
like
star.
Like a yellow.
Yeah, something yellow, probably. Mm.
You know what we should also do with them is put them in camps and gas them.
No. Oh, you mean with the cure?
Anybody that has measles. No. I mean, just quarantine them in like a camp where we tell them that they're going to the showers. Mm-hmm. We tattoo numbers on them to keep track of how many Jews we've caught so far.
Yeah.
I mean, people with measles.
What?
And then we put them in camps.
I think you're, Nick, like, I
in
get...
In Germany.
I get what you mean.
We reestablish Nazi Germany, and we bring all... You know, I think something like that.
Okay.
Listen, I understand from a public health perspective what you're saying, but I think you're using some anti-Semitic tropes.
I remember seeing a Nazi propaganda film one time. Where it's like, you know, it's like some, you know, like...
Triumph of the Will?
No, I don't think it was Triumph of the Will. It was just some other, like, Nazi Germany... you know, propaganda film, mm-hmm. but they go into like a Polish ghetto and they're like, these are the vermin, you know, or whatever.
The Jews?
Yeah, and they're just like taping these like Jewish families, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess the Jews don't realize they're part of a propaganda film.
Oh, no.
So they're just like waving.
No.
Just smiling. You know?
They think they're going to be on TV.
They're doing mics.
Yeah.
Mrs. Maisel.
Mm-hmm. Are there any like anti-gay guy propaganda? Because weren't they gassed? They gassed up the homo.
Well, that's how gay porn started.
You've seen that Stranger Danger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Stranger
they were like,
Danger.
Look at what these men are doing and how...
This is a Stranger Danger one from the 50s.
Yeah, I've seen that
remember,
one.
Remember, young boys, those men out there that suffer from a sickness. And then it's like a gay guy, like, just, you know, cruising in his fucking Impala, being like, would you like a ride to the soda jerk? Like, these men may seem friendly, but their intentions are devious. Gee, I don't know, Mr. Thompson. My dad said you're a faggot. Well, he's not wrong.
He's correct. What's your dad up to?
Yeah, me and your dad used to fuck. Did he tell you that?
What?
That's right. Your dad's also a faggot, and he told me he wanted me to get you into it because he didn't know how to bring it up. My My dad said that? That's right. Well, I guess I'll get in if this is what Pop wants. And that's how it happens. If anyone tries to convince you that your dad's gay, remember.
And wants you to be gay also.
That he's not gay. But if you suspect your dad is gay, please report him to the House of Un-American Activity.
McCarthy was gay, right?
No. Was he?
Let's just say he's gay. Yeah, he was a total drama queen.
His fucking boy, was it Roy Cohn?
Roy Cohn was gay. He died of AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And he was Donald Trump's lawyer as well. Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Jewish and gay.
Mm-hmm. Jewish and gay and McCarthyite.
Well, Trump
You know I'm allergic to cats. Stop flicking the hair in my face.
Well, I'm flicking it off of me, and it just happens to be blowing.
Well, just do it in the in front of you.
I'm doing it the way my arm naturally moves.
No, you're whisking it in my direction.
Look at this. If I'm just moving my arm naturally, it does it in that direction.
You're throwing danders in my way.
Listen,
and you
fucking idiot. If you understood anything about the mechanics of the shoulder joint.
He's right about shoulder mechanics.
This is, as my arm moves this way, it just goes that way. It's not my fault if the hair is blowing into your face because of the way my shoulder joint articulates.
It's,
if you have a problem with
that,
you can take it up with fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson or Charles Darwin.
No, that's not that kind of science.
Chuck Darwin, dude. Checking out turtles' cocks and seeing what's different and what's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And birds' beaks and shit like that.
Yep.
You think he ever got pussy over on the Galapagos?
Yeah, he got pussy.
That's awesome. Where the name came from.
Yeah, Glock, Glock, Glock.
The pussy eating.
Glock, Glock, Glockabos. The Glock, 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 Galapagos.
The Slurpa Slurps. The Slurpa Ghost.
Dude, we got to go to the Glock, 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 Galapagos Islands. Get sucked off. Damn. When do you think human beings have always eaten pussy and sucked dick, right? And it just goes in and out of favor?
Yes, yeah.
Like cavemen, they must have given it a shot.
Yeah, they
because that monkey put his dick in a frog.
It's on cave paintings, no?
Is it? That'd be awesome.
We should cancel cavemen.
For raping?
For rape?
For raping.
Yeah, they definitely.
Yeah.
And being probably racist.
At least it wasn't affirmative, enthusiastic consent.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Cavemen never had affirmative enthusiastic consent.
And that...
You think there was ever a horny cave woman, though?
In my opinion. What?
You think there was ever a horny cave woman?
It was the women who...
But do you think
they're...
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
The men are just trying to get cool saber-toothed tiger
women
necklaces?
Women invented rape.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't know
I'm like a hotep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a misogyny hotep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, did you guys have good weeks? I missed you boys this week.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I really did.
I don't believe you.
Telling my family when we did the birthday candles, I wish Stav and Nick were here.
And they were like, stop bringing them up.
And they said, what do you have their parents' phone numbers?
Adam, why do you bring this up every time we have dinner? You literally could have called my mom and she would have had a pleasant chat with your family. Every time I have to.
You know what I told your mom before I said bye in Baltimore?
What?
I was feeling, I kind of, it was a little over the top, honestly. But I think she liked it.
She loved it, dude.
I said, you're my Baltimore mom.
Oh, she loved it, dude.
Yeah, she's like, Adam, congratulations on the engagement.
Yeah. Adam, thank you for,
I make you extra cookies for
We
Christmas.
Had a nice brunch, dude.
We had a nice
we
brunch.
We had a killer brunch with Lil V, dude.
The brothers
you
and
missed,
the mom.
You missed the Halkus afternoon,
yeah,
Nick.
Yeah, we had some family time.
Well, I didn't stay. I wasn't part of that trip.
I like how much you guys can do bits without your mom really understanding them.
Oh yeah, she goes in it now.
Barrier.
We
yeah.
talk about no, she hears us. We just don't censor ourselves.
Oh, she doesn't care.
Yeah, we say we fuck. Yeah, we're gonna suck each other's dicks. And
yeah,
stuff.
Like because you and your brothers often talk about having sex with each other, sucking each other's dicks. I just assume that it's kind of a language.
No, my mom
thing.
Knows everything we're saying.
Oh, the boys talking about raping each other.
Adam's from a very rule-based household, which he loved until he got a taste of rebellion.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Circa the podcast starting.
No, that was.
wasn't. No.
Prior to that, a lot of people don't know this, but Adam was a tattletale.
No. Oh, yeah, my first ska concert
was in 2017.
Yep. Yep. I took my rolling backpack and.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's a backpack with wheels that extend all the way to the ground while you're wearing it.
It's a wheelchair.
You can still wear wear the backpack and still be one of those wheel assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's also got Heelys. Adam was a regular 18-wheeler.
That's awesome. That's a lot of wheels.
That's what they used to call me back in the day in Vegas.
They called him Semi.
Yeah.
I always wanted a rolling backpack, but was never allowed to have one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did.
Those kids used to get tortured.
They're worse.
I could have handled
That's
it.
That's the fucking
We used
worst.
To fucking kick them.
I would not. Yeah, those
we
kids
used
were
to kick
bitches.
Their yeah. rolling backpacks.
What happens when a bully gets a rolling backpack?
Well, the only people that ever bullied
what
me
got
in high
there,
school
a bunch
were.
Of ham?
I would have had some ham in there, yes.
Slices of ham?
No,
perhaps?
A sandwich, oh. too.
A ham,
ham
sandwich?
And cheese
yeah,
sandwich.
What do you got in there? Your lunch?
Yeah, I would have.
Shut up! Just get the fuck out of here.
Would you,
you take
there
your fucking
little...
wheels and leave? That's what I was doing.
I'm
stop
going.
Just fucking. Stop just wheeling around a mashed potato bar. Yeah. Bacon bits.
Yeah, dude, that would have rocked.
Sour cream.
I would love that.
Green onions
is like a contraption that puts a sneeze guard around your head, and then you wear like a thing that attaches to suspenders. That's like an entire buffet. Set up around your body uh-huh. like a halo. So you just sort of reach around yourself and you got some sausage links over here.
I love that. I love a hat.
Did
a
you
buffet.
Guys go to Sizzler a lot growing up?
And I could turn a little switch and it would rotate around me.
No, oh, it's like a midsection.
Oh, midsection. Oh,
and then,
that's
and then
even
your
better.
Head is the sneeze guard and then the top is like, you know, one of those like sort of 70s aesthetic ceiling fans with the lights with the
yeah.
grenade. Yeah, so you got a real Denny's sort of look.
I love
to
it.
You. Yeah,
I
your Halloween
it.
Costume is Denny. Is the dining room at Bob's Big Boy.
I'm so in, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so mad I don't have that right now.
Yeah.
Dude, Sizzlers had a big moment in the 90s in stand-up comedy for like...
As a go-to punchline?
As a go-to punchline.
Yeah.
Sort of like Nickelback did.
I've
yeah,
never
we got,
had
a, we got
a
couple of Sizzlers over here.
No, they'd yeah. be like, you're going to get us kicked out of the Sizzler.
Right.
Or like, mm-hmm. this is sir, this is a Sizzler.
Can you yeah. cite examples of that?
You had Alonzo Hamburger Jones.
Did he have one?
No, I don't know.
I know what you mean, though. I do feel like
that
Sizzler,
was, like a
was,
Sizzler
a, was a joke.
Well, I think Sizzler was a reference, and then Sizzler went out of business, so like in contrast... It seems weird. Although they still have them in L.A., which is jarring. Mm. You know?
That's fucked go. Up, man.
It yeah, it's weird.
They we should do a West Coast run.
They would have Blockbuster.
Hopefully yeah. we will.
They would. There was that Blockbuster on Sunset and fucking... where is it? Sunset, like, starts to really curve south where it meets...
By Silver Lake? Or on the other side, on the west side?
By Silver Lake, just north of
yeah,
Silver
yeah,
Lake.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there's that
and like East Hollywood.
No, not necessarily. Well, maybe East Hollywood. Is it?
Chinatown.
Not yeah. East Hollywood.
Nice.
East Thank Hollywood. You. Isn't East Hollywood like south of...
My dick?
No, I'm
I thought East Hollywood's on the other side of the highway.
That's what I thought. No,
the 110?
I'm thinking of East LA, which is a neighborhood.
East LA, dude. Yeah, but that's on the other side of downtown.
That's on the other side of downtown. Yeah, so, yeah.
Sunset curves down by like where Brandon lives.
Yeah, by like...
If you guys want
the
address...
Gay sex zone?
If you want the address of where Brandon lives.
Yeah, give it out.
It's somewhere, it's kind of off of Sunset.
You know what I'm talking about. What is that? Is it Highland?
Highland Park?
No.
Sunset and Highland? I don't know, dude. I don't know LA geography at all.
Yes, you do.
Kind of.
You were born there.
You're
I
always
was born
talking
about that's you the thing.
In, you
I
lived
was,
in
I was
Santa,
from
Monica
Santa Monica
for like 9
so
years.
It's a completely different place than like where all our friends
it's
live.
It's Los Angeles.
No, it's so far from like anyone we know lives in like fucking on the east side. It's like
I don't
fucking
know
hour away.
I was on drugs that whole time I was there, dude. Your boy was gone off the edibles
with
and the
that
mushrooms.
Week,
oh yeah, that's
when
you
I was
went
writing for that show.
You went in. No, when you went with Elton.
When I went with the last go round when I went on the
that
tour.
That shit was so depressing. I would have to work all day and then we'd record the show.
Stav and I had a really fun week.
I know. But then you guys left and I was still stuck in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you were sad.
That sucks. Whatever, dude. We could do a run again.
Damn, that
shit
sucks.
One of us gets a job.
On the weekends I had nothing to do, so I would just go sit in the library by myself.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I remember. You were like,
he just goes do something.
I was like,
man,
what are you doing? You're like, I wake up, I get the newspaper. Did you get into getting the newspaper around then?
No, I have no idea what you're talking
about. I thought you were telling me you were like, you'd go read the newspaper.
No.
Maybe for work, you would go through like news stories.
I absolutely did no work outside of work itself.
Yeah.
That is, let me think about it. That never happened even once. Yeah. No, I do remember being in the library one time, though, and I was just, like, chilling and reading. And I heard, like, from... Because, you know, the homeless people just congregate in the library.
Of course.
And, like, just out of my sight, I guess, it was a couple of rows of books away, I just hear one of the librarians be like, "Sir, sir, you are not allowed to smoke in here." I'm going to do what I fucking want. We're going to call the police.
That rocks. Yeah, just smoking in a library. Like, yeah, that's so much also, less defensible than even beating off.
Like, it's Los Angeles. The reason they have a homeless problem is because it's, like, always 65 degrees.
Right.
You can go outside and smoke.
Just have a nice time outside.
There's really no reason for homeless people to be indoors in Los Angeles at all. They're like, oh, there should be a homeless shelter for these people. It's like, should there be?
Yeah, just give them some nice beds on the
beach.
Yeah,
you've already given them most of downtown.
No, they're kicking them out.
They have the best neighborhood in the city.
Skid Row?
Yeah.
Sebastian Bach,
they got
man.
Tents, dude. That's how Bear Grylls would do it
that
if he was
is
homeless.
True. Yeah, I remember when I walked by one of those
tent cities
on mushrooms. I thought it was really cool, and I didn't freak out at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I did. It was scary and sad. We live in a pretty little dick-ass country, man.
Yeah.
We should put those motherfuckers in some homes, dude.
Yeah.
That's my fucking take.
Yeah, we dude. Should give them, we should take mobile homes away from old people. We should take RVs away from old boomers.
We kill the boomers.
Or not, but we're like greatest generation.
What's it called when you seize, so the government seizes something? Eminent domain?
Manifest destiny.
That's right.
Manifest destiny.
We go to Mexico. Mm-hmm. We take a piece of Mexico. We give it to all our homeless.
Yeah.
And we give them a new, that's a new state.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Manifest destiny.
You want to add Mexico?
A part of it for the homeless.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Homeless ass Mexico.
Yeah. Hey, bro, you better look out. This is nude Mexico.
Nude Mexico. Nude Mexico. They got to be naked.
Sir, why aren't you wearing any clothes? You're in nude Mexico now, brother. Okay, things are a little different around here. You better look out before you get shot up. It's like, I know you don't have a gun. I can see your entire nude body. Yeah, well, shut up, smart guy.
The gun's in my ass, bro.
Why don't you just be quiet, smart guy?
Did you guys have Mexicans in Maryland?
Why don't you just be quiet? Well, like, El Salvadorians and Peruvians. I mean, I guess I'm sure there were people that were Mexican, but I remember Mexican being like an insult.
Yeah, it was. It was like a pejorative.
Just because you're dumb and it's like...
But it was also in like the West Coast, too.
When I moved to Texas... People would be like, oh, this neighborhood's all Mexican. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds bad.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's how Greek people were like, oh, fucking Mexicans. And they meant like Bolivians.
Yeah,
Ecuadorian,
right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're all, yeah.
And the East Coast does have way more like...
Mm-hmm. Central Americans.
Yeah, there's a lot of that shit.
We had it. I was really cool with the Mexican kids in my high school, like
no
the
chance.
Guys, mm-hmm. but the girls like absolutely despised.
You've all heard the story about how you were the coolest guy in your high school.
I was not.
The Adam's story.
Mm-hmm.
Me and family, we were homeless, and I was the coolest guy in high school.
Mm-hmm. All the like cholos in my high school liked the Smiths a lot.
Yeah, that's
and I was like emo, so I liked the Smiths. So we used to like talk about.
I had no idea what emo was until like college.
Yeah.
Someone explained to me emo.
I was talking to this girl one time, this like attractive girl.
Oh yeah, I fucked her.
Yeah.
Which one?
Everyone fucked her. But then she's like, yeah, high school was hard for me because it was like, you know, I was like friends with a lot of the popular kids, but it was also like, you know, I did have friends that were like smart and into like, you know, like academics and stuff. So there wasn't really a place for me. And it was like, oh yeah, that sounds really hard. Yeah, you were cool and popular, but still smarter than all of your friends. Yeah. Oh wow, what a rough position to be in. It sounds like you had a fucking really bad time.
Sounds like you never had to learn how to post on the internet.
Sounds like you never had
companionship.
You never had to call someone the N-word on a fucking forum. Yeah.
Fucking bitch. Yeah, I was cool but didn't get any pussy, so was I really cool?
You went to a magnet school also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So it was like no one was from that. No one was like, no we one live in the cool. same neighborhood.
Yeah.
No, there were cool kids.
There weren't cool
but
kids.
But people would get clowned in Baltimore for being smart. So it's like everyone would get clowned in your neighborhood, like for going to Poly. Yeah. Be like, ah, oh, you smart, you fucking gay bitch.
We didn't even have sports at our magnet school. You'd have to play for your zone.
Are you
high
serious?
School.
Yeah. It's so funny how low the bar is set for being smart in comedy.
I know. People think we're smart.
Well, I mean, it's just like
Nick's smart.
No one is smart.
You read Quarterly,
smart.
Dude.
That's not smart. It's like literature, but that's not like, I mean, it's not, it's not smart.
The smartest thing about me is that I watch
it's entertainment.
I watch a lot of movies.
That's not smart at all.
Did you just say this thing so that we could talk about how you're smart? When I started this by saying the bar in comedy is so
No, I was saying that to
smart.
Illustrate how dumb I am.
Talking, oh, okay. All right.
We knew the one smart thing that I know, which is Josephus Flavius. And I probably got it wrong earlier in that
episode. That's probably just a character from Gladiator.
Maybe.
Josephus Suckvius.
I love that movie.
It's awesome,
dude.
That
movie's awesome.
When was the last time you saw it?
So good, dude.
Who cares?
It doesn't hold up.
I saw it in theaters.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't hold up.
Release date?
It does.
May 5th, 2005.
Respect.
Or 2000, sorry.
Respect, brother.
The 5 is in it.
I was so happy.
Did you go with your dad?
I did go with my dad.
Me too.
Yeah, me and my dad saw both Troy and Gladiator.
Respect.
In the Troy, yeah.
Troy was a big one for me.
Troy rules. I love that movie. You don't like it, Adam, because you don't understand what it means to be a man and make sacrifices.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? True.
You just don't, Achilles? Yeah, you just don't understand that kind of stuff.
That's cool at
I'm
the beginning.
To think what
where
character
he murks out that giant at the
what
beginning.
What character you would be in the movie?
Which one?
Probably the slave girl that has sex Brad Pitt. That would be you.
Yeah, I fucked
just
Brad
playing,
Pitt.
Playing both sides and being fucked by everyone.
Helen?
Getting your pussy absolutely filled up by different types
by
of cum.
By both sides.
Just a real cum
just
souffle.
So you could continue your slave existence. That's the which character you are.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a slave.
Your pussy is like Neapolitan ice cream of cum.
We have to.
Stav, your
destigmatize that.
Your Achilles is
gravity.
I'm a strong guy.
Achilles' Slavic looking friend that Achilles beats when his nephew accidentally puts on his armor and they think it's him and then his nephew gets killed.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm another guy that wins.
No, you're that guy.
No, I'm a strong ass.
Did you
see
Alexander with Colin Farrell?
I didn't. I just saw the stills of Rosario Dawson's tits.
Yeah, they're good tits.
There was a big Greek people were pissed when Alexander came out
because they made him gay.
And it was like they're like, how dare you? He was a fierce warrior. He was not a homosexual.
Wasn't he not Greek?
He was definitely gay. First of all, he was Greek. Don't even start with that Macedonian.
He's Macedonian.
Bullshit. That was part of fucking Greece. Okay, I don't even want to hear it, man.
All right,
it was the empire extended all the way out there. It was Greek culture.
Oh, it's Giannis. You're doing this again.
No.
Yes, you're doing this.
First of all, Giannis is Greek.
He's Nigerian.
He's both. He has a dual.
You're erasing his African.
I'm not erasing his African.
What time's
the
game?
Game's at 7.
Let's hurry this shit up.
No, we got to. The fucking Portland, the Trailblazers Thunder game is on right now, so we could watch
yesterday
the end
was
of that.
So sick.
So good. I missed the Spurs game. I'm so mad.
Sorry, but Pipecast will never come back. Stop asking me. Maybe it will one day.
Maybe. Someone has to pay us $50,000.
When Nick refuses to step back from that ledge, maybe the pipe collapse will.
Out of necessity. We'll have to start
it. our girlfriends will make us start up other podcasts again.
No woman tells me what to do except my mother.
Yeah,
damn,
me too.
I was looking at...
Nah, she doesn't even tell me.
Two, hundred meter yachts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On
why?
The internet. I don't know, just fantasizing. But living on a yacht and having a crew... A crew of just like former FFL guys, you know.
What's FFL?
Yeah, you French text Foreign us Legion. This the other day. Oh, that's what you meant?
Yeah.
You're like, I wish I joined FFL.
Yeah. And both Stav and I were like, LOL.
That would have been sick, dude.
You could not have joined the FFL.
Of course I couldn't.
I love the hats. I love those hats they have. That flap down in the back.
Pick any single requirement I would not have met. I would fail all of the physical tests.
The French test.
I would not learn French. I would be performing worse than the Senegalese guy that, you know, doesn't even speak his own language.
Right.
Which is what? I guess whistling through a coconut or a lion or what?
No. That's probably something.
Yeah, I'm
real.
Sorry. Yeah, they have a real language and culture that I respect or whatever. I think it's great what they do. I really like this.
I love what they've done with the place.
What they're doing down in Senegal. It's good.
Yeah, I think Akon's pretty cool.
He is. That is true.
Is he Senegal?
Yeah, he's Senegalese.
And he discovered Lady Gaga.
I say these things that sound racist, but I know a lot about Senegal.
Yep.
I know a lot about their parrots. I know a lot about Akon.
I know about the soccer.
That's really all you need to know about Senegal.
Honestly, knowing two things about any random country is pretty impressive.
Identifying trait, I guess, is that they usually look like pirates.
Okay.
They're very like...
When we're starting to get into physiognomical traits, that's when I said...
What do you mean they look like pirates?
Let's get right back over to Akon is what I would say before we start talking about skull shapes.
I'm not talking about the shape of their skull. They have a kind of a pirate look to them.
No, that's East Africa.
No, they have like...
Senegal's West Africa.
They have like... They sort of look like Captain Morgan a little bit. Just in their demeanor. I don't know how to explain it. Like, if you put a parrot on the shoulder of a Senegalese
of Akon, he would look kind of like a pirate.
It would look, I don't know I mean.
You put a parrot on anyone's shoulder.
That's not true. You wouldn't look like a pirate.
Yeah,
of course,
you'd look
like a pet store.
You'd look like a faggot who likes birds.
Which is a type of a pirate.
An ass pirate.
Yeah. I love that
butt pirate.
Pirate's whole look was like. We've got to rob these guys, but we got to make them think we're not intimidating. So let's dress up like a bunch of queers. And then they'll think we're just out on international waters having gay sex and margaritas with each other. So everybody put on a bunch of fancy birds and jewelry. Be like, oh, gentlemen, our ship is broken down. Like, oh, good sir, it seems a boat full of queers has gone wayward.
That's what happened.
Needs help with the sails. Uh-huh.
That's how Fire Island settled.
Right.
Yeah. It was pirates that got stranded there and just over time slowly just became gay men.
They
don't know, Lieutenant, those men look shady. Oh, what are you talking about? They have earrings. That one's wearing a bird.
It's scary to have an earring. Everyone knows that.
They're open buggerers on the open seas, just like, you know, we would be if, you know, whatever.
That is, pirates literally were like rappers.
Yeah.
They were just flaunting shit.
It was so gay when people were doing Talk Like a Pirate. Do you remember that shit?
No.
Oh, on the internet?
Some people at my old office were like, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah.
Like, one of the bosses was doing it all
in
day
Facebook's
long.
Facebook's heyday, yes.
Adam used to love stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yes, like, you did.
This is why you remember it, is because you loved it. Now you're just, like, swallowing hard and remembering how much you participated.
Swallowing what?
My dick.
Yeah. You're like...
My nuts.
Does anyone remember Talk Like a Pirate Day? I hated that. Me and all my cool friends in high school hated
it. We hated it. We were all just in
the
desert.
We all listened to the Smiths, and we were in a Mexican Smith-listening gang together.
It was weird because they were all homophobes, the Mexican kids, but they loved this gay man.
Morrissey's gay?
Of course.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's like the gayest man of all time. He's Morrissey's, so gay, he won't Morrissey's admit gay? That he's gay.
So he is gay or he's not?
He's the
Does he have sex with men?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
What if there was like an interview today or whatever, and the interviewer is like, asking Morrissey, like, as a gay man, how do you feel? Do you feel responsible to the community with your art or whatever? He's like, gay. What are you talking about?
What the fuck?
All my songs are about girls. What are you talking? I'm not gay. I'm a human. I just need to be loved. But yeah, by a girl with huge tits.
Damn, that's how I feel, honestly.
Yeah.
What was I just going to say about Morrissey not being... Oh, you know who else people say is gay? Hall & Oates. Mm-hmm.
You know why he's called Morrissey?
Why?
Because he wanted to see more...
Come on, man. Let him just do
just
it.
Just go ahead, Adam.
Ah, fuck.
He wants more dick to see. Mm.
What were you going to say, Nick?
It doesn't matter.
Just say the better one.
Because the more I see gay porn, the more I like
it. Yeah, that's better. That's better. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm off the red eye right now.
Uh-huh. It's all right, man.
I didn't even sleep. I went to the gym like a good boy.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, my family was fucking shaming me for being skinny.
Skinny?
But I'm never... They were always... Don't do the obvious joke, Nick.
What's the obvious joke?
Nothing.
I wasn't even listening to you.
Yeah, it's fine. I appreciate that.
Well, bro, we can get some dinner watching basketball.
I would like to do that.
Fuck with your little claws, bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah, she's a scratcher. She loves scratching. Mm-hmm. An absolute killer.
Has she killed anything yet?
She kill mice?
There's a bug in the sink that I think she killed.
Nice.
Yeah.
She put it, don't they like put it on your chest after they kill them?
No.
I thought cats like kill animals and then drop the dead carcasses on your chest.
Well, that doesn't happen with this cat, so I don't know.
I'm sorry, dude. I was just wondering if it was that kind of cat.
No, I'm just answering. I'm not mad or anything.
I sensed a little sharp.
No, yeah, I'm a little sharp. You know, the weather's
You're
nice.
You're coming in sharp, dude.
My testosterone's up.
That's right. You can smell those nuts.
Dude, we got to get the gloves going, dude.
What gloves going?
You know, the baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And the boxing gloves, too. Nick's into punching now.
Throw the leather.
Dude, I wrecked a cardboard box in my room. That felt fucking good, dude.
It feels good to punch.
Just fucking wailing on something.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
We should hire a guy to let us beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, we should get... Some type of animal that we can do it to. Like a lion whose claws and teeth have been removed. And then
without claws and teeth could probably
still. Yeah, the jaw is still strong.
Well, yeah, I mean, there has to be some element of danger. So you go in and you're in a room and the lights are all off, but you have night vision goggles.
Okay.
And we get crowbars and we just.
Oh, we get crowbars and we beat a lion to death. Yeah. A toothless lion to death.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
That would rule.
How about. Because don't cats see in the night?
That would be so cool.
They do. They're good at seeing in the night.
So,
yeah. Thought of something.
So, what we do is we put the lights on, but we put a blindfold over
lights,
the
lights
line.
Off, but then we get laser pointers to shine into the lines.
Okay,
eyes.
All right.
But then how would
one
you
of us
see?
Is on laser duty and the other one has the crowbar.
Okay.
The other two have the crowbar. And then just in case, there's also like a machine gun.
So, okay, the one who's got the laser is also working backup machine gun duty.
We're all like sweaty and showing up to an open mic or like the stand or whatever. People are like, where are you guys? And we're like, we were training. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Riddling the carcass of a lion with bullets.
Beating an endangered species to death with a crowbar.
What's your least favorite endangered species?
The bee.
The fuck bees.
The Jew.
Yeah. I mean, that Jews are an endangered species.
They've come back.
Have they?
Since the Holocaust, yeah.
They're endangered, but also of least concern.
They'll be fine. Dude.
That's of least concern status.
Is that a type of animal?
Then, you know, the ranking of, like, animals have their own, like, amber alert system.
Hmm.
So there's, like, endangered, like, engendered... least concern, something, I don't know.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they throw the bee on that motherfucker.
You said fuck bees? We need that shit for like
colony
pollen.
I was actually thinking of getting an apiary the other day.
What's an apiary?
It's a room filled with bees.
Where would you put it?
His office.
Next to my greenhouse. I'm going to have a greenhouse.
Nice.
Decided I'm going to get a mansion and a... backyard of a greenhouse.
Okay.
And they'll just be, I'll grow orchids in there.
All right.
I'll sit around and I'll grow orchids and draw them while I'm being stung by bees.
That looks good.
Because that's how you get better at drawing, is there has to be an element
pain.
Of pain. and pleasure.
Oh, yeah, though. There's pleasure, all right. Yeah. Nothing like getting stung on the cock by a bee.
What are you doing? Don't even try to do that to me.
Adam is wafting his fart at Nick in seemingly in retaliation.
That was very funny in retrospect. At the time, it was hurting my feelings, but when Nick in Melbourne just kept farting in my face.
That was awesome. He got you like 5 times in a row in the green room.
I was just like mid-sentence every time. Straight to
and
the face.
And you kept walking into it. It was awesome.
Yeah. We have fun, folks. We do have fun.
That it was legitimately like 6 or 7 times in a row.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was seeing like it was watching brilliance happen.
It was like the Sideshow Bob Rake thing.
Yeah.
And like directly into your face.
I know. It wasn't like, yeah. I don't remember what kept happening. You were sitting down. It happened like eight different ways.
I was nervous about the show.
So you weren't paying attention.
So I wasn't paying attention. So Nick just kept farting in my face.
Yeah, it was awesome because I was laughing right away, but then Josh, who was just like trying to be professional and polite, by the fourth
our
one
tour
was just
manager, yeah.
mocking Adam with us.
Yeah, it was interesting to see how quick Josh just joined in the
look,
mocking
you got,
Adam
when you
thing.
Get farted in your face 5 times in a row, it's hilarious.
Shout out to Josh Armstrong.
Yeah.
That's right.
Josh Armstrong of New Zealand via Australia.
Is he from New Zealand?
Via Gold Coast, Australia.
Gold Coast, I know there.
But he's from New Zealand. Oh. Former DJ.
Getting his dick sucked. In the fucking clubs, in the New Zealand clubs. Getting some Kiwi pussy.
Kiwi. Mm-hmm. That's weird. You go around calling yourself after a bird.
Is it the bird or the fruit?
It's a bird, but it's also a fruit.
The fruit is good, dude.
Yeah.
I love me little green-ass kiwi.
Fruit of the loom.
Some cock.
Some underwear.
Not today. Next up.
What do you mean?
Underwear talk. Sorry, I'll never censor you again.
What do you mean?
Oh, fruit of the loom. They mean their underwear is like that good that it's the fruit of the loom? Of the thing that you...
The loom is what you weave
clothes on.
Weave textiles on.
Yeah, so the fruit is the clothing. And
not
the
cock and balls inside
of
it.
No.
That's what
it's not. It's not dick and balls underwear company.
Legit, I thought they meant that your cock and your pussy was the fruit of the loom up until now.
Yeah. What does this mean? There's a gynecologist by where I used to live called Hem of Her Garment.
Hem of Her Garment.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think it's pretty literal. I don't think there's any...
How would that relate to gynecology?
Isn't a hem the seam? Maybe a seam is the pussy of the female body.
It's a pussy reference.
Maybe. Isn't that what a hem is? Or is a hem the end of the garment?
Nick, you want to get a foreskin reattachment surgery with me?
Like together?
Yeah, just next to each other, holding
a Chinese
hands.
Finger trap.
No, not together.
Like that rebooted picture. For 2020, The Odd Couple. You're like this room is too messy, and I'm like, shut up, faggot.
Shut up. I need to borrow. I need to fuck with
that
this.
That's one of my favorite Simpsons joke. Is fucking Homer and Skinner are like having to share a room for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And Homer's just on like the hotel bed and there's just shit all over the place and he's eating off his stomach. And Skinner comes up in a maid outfit and he's like, you know, we're kind of like the original Odd Couple. You're the messy one and I'm the... And then Homer just goes, shut up!
Does Skinner ever fuck?
Hey, fuck
just
Ed
his mom?
Krabappel.
Fucks Krabappel.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Damn.
I need to do a rewatch.
Have you seen this? Why do you? What's with you saying rewatch? You've said it 4 times this episode.
Dude, I'm kind of... I slept 3 hours last night. I'm a little delirious.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just when I hear a word multiple times.
The hem is the very...
It starts to bother me deeply.
I know.
To a point where I get very angry.
It is...
It becomes a serious issue in my life that I've heard something more than once.
It has been 3 times. And
the hem is
I'll
the very bottom folded edge of a piece of clothing. Most of your clothes have at least one hem in them.
Yeah.
At the end of your sleeves, the bottom of your...
Okay,
skirt.
I get that, but what is hem of her
it's
garment?
That's her pussy hole.
But why
is
would
the hem... Her garment is her pussy, and the hole is the hem.
I think it's literal.
Yeah, it's
but why would you name a gynecology officer?
Oh, it's a gynecology office.
Yeah.
I thought this was a fabric thing.
No.
What the fuck? Since when do gynecology offices have names?
Dude, I'll look it up right now. I'm not making this up.
It's all about branding.
Dr. Joanne, you know, shithead. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got it wrong. It's hem of his garment.
Well, that makes even...
Hem of his garment gynecological service.
Look, right here, dude. Hem of his garment gynecology PLLC.
That, you know what that sounds like? That they think God...
And then the doctor's name is Vinette Tummings.
Vinette Tummings, MD. This here's, like her office wait, is like wait, right wait, by wait, in wait, Clinton wait. Hill by where I used to live.
Hold on here.
Here's what it means.
Says hem of your garment definition.
Hem of his garment is hem, her pussy?
His garment is God.
Wait. Here is hem of garments, a biblical reference. The importance which later Jews, especially Pharisees, attached to the hem or fringe of their garments was found upon the regulation in Numbers 1538, Numbers 1539, which gave a symbolical meaning to it. So there's your answer, Adam.
What does that mean?
Some Jewish thing.
I told you I was religious. His garment is the pussy, and the hem is the pussy hole.
So it's a it is a Christian gynecology.
Yes.
It is. I knew that.
God created Vinette the pussy. Tummings. And Vinette is checking out your hem.
Damn, Vinette is a hilarious name.
That is a good name.
Yeah.
Sounds like a guy named Vinny transitioning. Mm-hmm.
That guy wears nothing but fucking three-piece suits.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's off work from...
Vinette is a woman, I would assume.
From pussy doctoring. You know?
I assume that's it's
what,
a black woman.
That's what black nerds used to have to do before anime was imported to the United States. If you were a black nerd prior to 1985, you had to just become a gynecologist.
You had to work really hard in school.
Because of Cosby?
Yeah, this guy, look, this man, he's not going to fuck. He's just going to have to study the pussy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know?
Yep.
If they didn't have anime, that's all they had.
Of course.
It was gynecology.
One day I'll get to fuck pussy and then I'll be ready. I'll know every part of it.
I'm going to study the pussy. I'm going to become an intellectual of the pussy.
Yep. And then the CIA put anime in the inner cities.
If there was the option of Dragon Ball.
What's that?
The CIA put anime in the inner cities to make them stop studying the pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the plot of Cowboy Bebop, I think. Or Bleach or...
Cowboy Bop.
Remember that? They would put anime on Adult Swim?
Yeah, it was weird.
It's kind of insulting.
I know.
It's like, if you like a talking thing of French fries, you'll love a cartoon that you want to have sex with. If you like this dumb stoner comedy.
The thing is, they were right a lot of times. I knew plenty of people that watched both. I didn't.
I never liked anime.
I checked out.
I didn't like it either.
Never any. And I would have. Like, I was in, like, the, you know.
Yeah, you like a bunch of gay shit.
That demo. Yeah. Just, like, it never worked on me.
Dragon Ball is what I watched.
Yeah.
I've been watching Wonder Showzen again. It's the best show of all time.
Wonder Showzen is great. Yeah.
It's the best.
Have you seen that video of that preacher showing his congregation Wonder Showzen?
No.
Thinking it's
He's
real?
Like, look at this, children of God. Then what do they do next? They kill God. And this is a show for children.
Fucking idiot.
Damn. Yeah.
We should go fuck that guy
up. I mean, as like, that must be so satisfying to be one of those guys and see that video.
Yeah. It couldn't work more. It couldn't have worked more. Have they made shit after they did Wonder Shows?
Vernon Chapman? He wrote on Louie and South Park.
How about Wonder Blowsman?
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a show about Adam.
Blows men?
Yeah.
That's right.
What do you mean blow?
That's right.
You know what it means.
Yep.
Man.
It's right. It's too late to say anything else on the topic. It's already been established that it's correct.
Yep, that is correct.
It's correct.
Ding! Factual.
We've looked into
extra
it.
Extra factual.
We're looking
Adam
in.
Adam Blowsman.
I had my office look into the issue, and it turns out he is, in fact, a gay man. That blows guys. Thank you.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you. The office is now closed.
The office is closed.
This press conference is now consumed.
Finito.
It is now...
Has been.
This press conference has now commenced.
Sir, that means it started.
It is now commenciated.
Sir, that's not even that name. Further away from words.
We're leaving. Goodbye. We are packing up our bags.
We are gone.
We are
it
leaving,
is over.
We're leaving town forever.
We're going to kill ourselves. We're going to set our.
Getting in the car. We're driving 5 blocks away. Back.
We're gonna set the car on fire.
We're gonna get in the helicopter and we're having gay sex in there. I retract my earlier statements. I'd like to once again emphasize that Adam is the one who was gay.
What?
That's right.
I'd like to be in a press conference, but not talking, but yeah. Just be the one of the wives that's been cheated on.
Sir, this press conference is about the discovery of the video of Jussie Smollett having sex with a police officer.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that's the next step that comes out?
That would be awesome.
It's a video of Jussie having penetrative anal sex with a white Chicago police
officer.
That
would be awesome.
And then at the end, they're like, you know, he's like, now all I need you to do is fake a hate crime so somebody kills a cop and then we can take a vacation together. We can take our romantic vacation together to Paris.
Oh, shit, dude. Gay white cops.
Yeah, that
the true devil.
You know what they used to do in the 50s, gay guys?
What?
They used to adopt each other.
What?
Yeah. So they could have legal status.
An old guy would adopt.
Like one boyfriend would adopt the other boyfriend.
But one would have to be older than the other.
I don't know. Can you adopt someone older than you?
You shouldn't have found out that I am adopted.
I couldn't adopt you.
If we were together, I would be the daddy and you'd be the baby.
No chance. Yeah, I'd be the baby, but I'd fuck you in the ass.
But I'd still be the daddy.
But I wouldn't listen.
Yes, you would.
I would be a misbehaved baby. And
no,
if
you
ass.
Don't listen, then you'd be punished.
You couldn't punish me, bitch.
Of course, I could punish you.
I would hold
you.
Your twink ass down and fuck you.
I'd put you in timeout.
No,
I'd make you sit in the corner. I'd make you wear a dunce hat.
I would not listen, dude. I'd be a fucking nightmare, dude. If you were my dad.
When did they get rid of the dunce hat? That used to happen if you were bad in school, you just wear a cone on your head.
Yeah, no, well, it was meant you were stupid. So can you imagine
when they started special ed?
Before they knew what retarded was.
Just wear cones.
Oh, yeah, great job, Mickey. I'm sorry, put the hat on. Okay. Like, God, man, that guy's a real fucking bozo.
He's a dunce.
That guy's a real dummy.
And then years later, we found out that he was actually with the doctor. Are now calling mentally retarded.
Yeah. I remember when I was a little kid, my mom would tell me about some retarded kid in her neighborhood. And I'm like, yeah. And you would just go by their house and you would hear his dad just beating the shit out of him in the garage.
Jesus Christ.
I remember it was something about the sound of staple guns. She couldn't. It reminded me of the sound of fucking this retarded kid being fucking wailed on. Yeah, just really getting the worked over in there like a fucking lion.
Like a lion. Having the misfortune to be one of our training sessions.
Yeah. While the X-Men animated series theme is blasting. And
we just get a fucking storage unit in Queens. Take a line in there. There's a family moving shit in between apartments.
We're just coming out of sweating. We're like, Bushwick's pretty crazy, huh? Yeah.
That's one of the best songs of all time. Oh, not just theme songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Power Rangers.
So who wrote it?
The Power Rangers song is way too intense.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's like speed metal.
Mm-hmm. I used to fucking love that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was good. X-Men's better, though, dude.
You know who wrote that song?
Who?
Michael Jackson.
For real?
No. But he did write the theme from Sonic.
Great joke, dude. Damn.
It wasn't a
What's
joke.
Sonic's
it was
theme?
A,
What's the
it
theme
was a
from psych
Sonic? Out. It was a lie.
Why did he get... Why'd he do that?
He was a huge Sonic fan.
Really? Did you see they were doing a fake article about how those guys lied about getting... Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Yes, bitch.
It's Ronnie James Dio.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yes.
That's all
great song.
It's all shredding.
That rules.
That's not too much at all.
I take
that
back what I
rocks.
Said. That's better than X-Men.
Oh, yeah. No, the Power Rangers scene was just over the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn, when they started going to space and all that other bullshit.
Yeah.
I bet you they had worse theme songs.
That is a sick theme song, though.
Damn. Go, go, Power Rangers.
Did you want to fuck pink or yellow?
Yellow, for sure. Dude.
Trini, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have smashed Trini.
Kimberly?
I wanted Kimberly.
I wanted Trini.
I saw myself as more of a Jason figure, the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And therefore, I wanted to fuck Kimberly.
Trini Kwan.
She's dead.
R.I.P.
Did she die for real?
I think she's dead. Maybe that's like a fucking Steve from Blue's Clues is a pedophile.
Oh, shit. They made her white.
Trini
Boo.
Kwan?
Yeah. Well, I think they had pressure to reassign the colors. Like, the Asian one had to be, like, blue, and the black guy couldn't be black anymore.
the Jewish one was blue.
Yeah. That shit is so funny.
It really is.
The redneck was red.
Yeah. The girl.
The girl was pink.
The hole.
Yeah, the pussy. Pink. The Asian yellow. The black.
Suck off my heart.
Oh,
penis.
Yeah, she did die. How'd
she
die?
She died.
Getting sucked off.
Car crash.
Damn. Damn, dude.
And you know who killed
on the
her?
On the way to my house to suck my dick.
You know who killed her? Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. Yep. Another hilarious. Really displaying your joke writing skills.
I didn't write it. I just, it was kind of off the cuff.
Damn. You know who invented the Goodyear Blimp Company? Freaking Ryan Seacrest.
That's good.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you were kidding?
Yeah, I was just doing a joke.
That was pretty funny.
Where I say, do you know who did that? And then I name a random person. And then no way do I elaborate on the joke to tie the two things together in any kind of comedic fashion. I just...
Well, Caitlyn Jenner killed someone before
Caitlyn
she
Caitlyn Jenner was more of a joke than...
In a car accident.
It was more of a joke than Michael
Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
The Michael Jackson thing was
it's
not a
joke.
Fucking
so random nonsense. You might as well be like, you know who killed him? A penguin with a spork. In fact, if you had said that...
That would be so random.
That would have been a lot funnier.
That would be random.
It would be as random as the thing you said.
It would be random.
You know who killed him is a flaming penguin.
A penguin. A penguin. We're on a skateboard.
He's just the penguin of skateboard doom.
Ken has...
Suck off my little cock.
His dick is too small. Suck on his too small dick. His dick is too small.
Maybe I'll start doing this. Sleeping 2 hours and just drinking 7 coffees.
Yeah, it's really helped on the show today.
Suck my dick.
You don't think I've been good today?
I think you've been good in general over the last couple months. And
thanks.
Today, you're off your game.
I had a good one about Tiger Woods being the victim of
going a week without hanging out with your friends probably has some kind of bearing on that to neglect.
I had to see my family, Nick.
Had to. No, I
fucked up, man.
Look, we all set our priorities ourselves, but I think that that somebody who cares so little about their friendships that they're going to take an entire week off
to see their family
to go quote unquote. See their even more quotes coming, family, unquote, unquote.
It was 5 days. It wasn't even a week.
For a quote, unquote, week.
To celebrate my birth. To celebrate my
quote, unquote, birthday.
Birthday with my
which
mom.
We already had
dad.
A birthday party for you for.
Well, I had a New York birthday and then I had a Las Vegas birthday.
Two birthday parties.
Yeah, I'm the birthday bitch.
Spoiled.
It's my birthday month.
Sounds like you went to Vegas to gamble on our friendship. And you never bet against the house. That's the number one rule of Vegas.
I would never gamble on our friendship.
Vegas, you might as well stay there. That's the motto.
Mm-hmm. Just stay.
Just stay there.
Because it's staying. Whatever's happened is going to stay.
Yeah, it stays there. You should stay there. You've tried to take it back, and it's too late.
It's too late.
You played hot and cold with our friendship.
Your life is over.
And I've had enough of it. I have had enough.
That's right. So stay in Vegas.
Just stay there,
just
man.
Just fucking don't even bother coming back. Even.
I took a flight in the middle of the night to be here.
Don't even. You love doing that because it saves you money.
You take a red eye every time.
Yeah,
man.
No, the only reason you didn't sleep on
I haven't taken a red
the,
eye in years.
You didn't sleep on the plane.
You take a red eye every time. Shut the fuck up.
I take excruciatingly early flights. I take like the 6 a.m. flight.
You booked
where
your
I have
sister for a red eye. It's not even your plane ticket. You booked your sister for a
I
red eye.
I booked her for a red eye because she needed to
and
be there.
And then you
there.
Lied about being a veteran to get the flight changed for a lower
and
price.
A first responder.
I was both. I said USMC and first responder.
Yeah.
I joined up after I saved people in the rubble.
You should have told them your name was John Cena.
No, they knew my name because I was. They had my credit card.
I know, but you should, as long as you're lying.
Yeah.
Be like, look, Adam Friedland is the name I have to use on travel documents so mm-hmm. I don't get harassed by fans. My real name is John Cena.
Jonathan Cena.
No, it's actually, his real given name is John. His last name is Cenathan. And he shortened that to Cena. But his first name on his birth certificate is John.
John.
Yeah.
J-O-N.
Yeah.
DJ Thugonomics.
John C. Something, say something.
John Cena sucked on my dick.
No. John Cena guy get killed over $2. You ever see that, Adam?
No.
You ever see any real action in this world?
I saw it.
Spent all your time in gambling in Vegas. You ever see a real Game of Chance?
You ever see a real Game of Thrones? Because you got a different game. You kids like Game of Thrones. You ever see a real Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to do our predictions.
Kings out here.
Game of Thrones is back tonight.
Cersei's going to show her full pussy on the
full
first
pink. Two fingers, stretch it open. Index, middle, stretch open the pussy. And then inside of the pussy is going to be Michael Jackson.
Nice.
That's random, right?
The penguin.
The penguin. What was it? With a spork?
With a spork. Please give my dick's head, please.
Dream is well versed in kung fu.
Fuck, dude.
Become proficient in the art.
What are we going to eat when we watch basketball?
I'm fucking delirious. I'm not going to lie to you, boys.
Eddie Murphy?
Oh, we're good.
Eddie Murphy delirious?
In the 2017 film, which is a modern reboot, Trini is played by a Latina American singer, Becky G.
Trini?
What's Trini?
Trini is the Yellow Ranger. So she's still... She's not played by a Chinese anymore, but they continue. Her name is still Chinese.
Mm,
so she's a Latina now named Trini Tuai or Quan.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Does the Latina look
in the 2017 Chinese? Film, which is... No, she looks Latina.
Nice.
Here, 2017. Let's go. All right, I understand. You want to end the podcast.
I just have to piss.
All right, we'll
no, we
can off.
Keep going. I'm just going to go pee.
You're doing hand signals at everybody.
No, it was just it was an update. Just updating.
Please suck off my penis.
I'm just gonna read off the Wikipedia page, anyways.
Just read that Wikipedia. I'll be right back before you're even done. Search the web for "please suck on my penis." That's good.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I feel like I've been bad today.
No.
Hey,
no.
Oh, the fans
man.
An apology.
No, we're just giving you a hard time.
The show is. I mean,
just rising. You
decided.
Also, I don't mean the apology. But
right, well, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I know, I did mean the apology.
No, too late.
But my
off.
Fingers are crossed.
You know what Socrates said?
What did he say?
That when a penguin is, you know, apologizing, it means that Michael Jackson has...
Chuck Norris.
Yeah. He went to clowns will eat me.
Mm-hmm. What was that shirt? That was a Hot Topic Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The clowns in my head or something?
I got a clown for you.
Can't sleep, clowns will eat me.
Can't sleep, yeah.
No. Something. Can't sleep, clowns will eat me was from The Simpsons where Bart has the clown bed, right?
Oh. Yes.
That Homer makes him that clown bed.
Yes.
Yet again, I forgot a Simpsons reference.
Shut up, man.
Should we rewatch it? Or are we due for a rewatch?
You know what? I would love to.
Which episodes? Every single Simpsons episode? Yeah.
I would love to see.
I don't
see...
believe that you are a true Simpsons head.
No, I don't claim to be.
Whoa.
I've seen most of
Bitch.
The good stuff.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
What's the good stuff?
Seasons 3 through 8.
Guards razzing you day and night. Bread and water. Ice cold
showers. Is that
the
good stuff? Was that right?
The
I
only
guess.
Way out is suicide.
I'm going to pee real quick.
Yeah, just piss yourself.
I'm not going to pee my pants.
Yeah.
Piss in front of us.
All right, folks. We'll see you next time. We got Funny Moms on the what stuff?
22nd.
On the 22nd. We're going to hopefully have some more live dates in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on that diligently.
We are.
And some stuff abroad in the fall.
Yeah.
That's a little hint,
little
teaser.
You fucking sluts.
Lots of love.